This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Vicari Jackson. This is the Overdrive segment, the fourth hour. Now, I have a lot of hot news for you here today. There's many things that we want to discuss. We want to talk about what's going on at the DNC. We want to talk about terror attacks. We want to talk about media and propaganda. But first, we want to talk about the exact opposite of that. We're going to talk about Operation Sleeping Giant. That's going to be our 28-hour broadcast that starts tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the Alex Jones Show. Now, to tell you about this, this is a fundraiser. This is a huge sale. You can get a lot of great products for a great discount. You can get Brain Force for 40% off, Survival Shield X2 for 20% off, also Supermail Vitality 20% off, and that's just the beginning. So when you tune in, you can see Alex, of course. You're going to see myself, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, everybody here in the crew, as well as many special guests. I know Leanne has a special guest. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to talk about it yet, but I'll say it's a rather smashing interview that should be rather impactful if you happen to be walking through a pumpkin patch, and I'll leave that at that. Also, audio guy, can you take my voice out of my head, please? Thank you so much. All right. So with that said, I personally will be on the air from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and this is going to be tomorrow. Also, I'll be back at 2:30 a.m. with Margaret Howell and 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Gerald Celente, or more accurately, he'll be hosting the show, and I'll be riding shotgun with him. So you can tune in and see all that coming up tomorrow. You definitely do not want to miss it. It's a great opportunity not only to see the show, but also to support the broadcast, and it's your contributions, it's your support that make everything possible. Because this room I'm sitting in right now, when I first started here 4 years ago, this was just a basic room. It looked like a regular office building. This is where the reporters were stationed, the producers were stationed, and now it's this big, massive studio, and it's your contributions, your support that make this broadcast possible. So thank you, and definitely keep that in mind when it comes to tomorrow. Now, let's get into some other news. And we're going to talk about, you guys remember the Center for Medical Progress, said the group that were putting out the Planned Parenthood videos. They were going in, filming these people, getting them to say that, or allowing them to say more accurately, that they plan to use the proceeds from these abortions to buy Lamborghinis, all types of atrocious things that were going on with that. Now we see that the last charge has been dismissed against the duo who made the anti-Planned Parenthood videos. And this is a report from CBS. It says a district judge dismissed the tampering with government records charge upon request of the Harris County Prosecutor's Office. And now, the thing about this is it's a kill the messenger kind of society, whether you're talking about Snowden or Assange or Bradley Manning. And of course, in some cases, they put out maybe more information than they should have as far as government secrets with Bradley Manning and things to that nature. But it's still, let's go after the person who put out the information, not the people who are actually doing the deeds. It's the same thing that we see with the Center for Medical Progress, because we see that initially Texas authorities, they were doing an investigation of Planned Parenthood with the fetal tissue and all the things that they had going on, and then they dropped that to go after these guys. But fortunately, their last charge has been dropped, because they were charging them, what was it, with tampering with documents, fraudulent documents. Basically, they were saying that they entered the facilities with a fake ID or something to that sort, and they wanted to charge them for misleading people by using a fake ID. I'm like, okay, so let's say for the sake of argument they did do that. They're in a facility exposing how people are using proceeds from fetal tissue to go buy Lamborghinis, and you don't see anything wrong with that, but thus is society. But granted, they did drop it, dismiss it, so good job to those guys over there at the Center for Medical Progress. And from what I understand, they actually had more videos, so they had more stuff that they wanted to release that just wasn't released for whatever reason. Now, stay tuned after this break. We'll have more special reports. We'll have some clips from the guys at the DNC. I have some stuff about terror attacks, about media propaganda, how they're running the spin cycle in overdrive to just to confuse you, to manipulate you, to get you to believe their narrative Meanwhile, there are real true stories that are going on that aren't getting exposed because of all this bull. So stay tuned right after this for more special reports.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Group, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I am your host, Jakari Jackson. Now, let's talk about the terror attacks that are going on worldwide. It seems that there's just no end in sight. You know, you get one, then you get another one, then you get another one, then you get another one. And everybody wants to talk about the violence here in the United States. And yes, we do have a violence problem, whether it's the citizens or the police. Police are citizens, too. I understand that. But I'm trying to make that distinction here. But you also have legitimate terror attacks that are going on the other side of the planet that people really don't want to give much credence to. And as Paul Joseph Watson was discussing earlier with his guest, as bad as these things are, you know, the priest who got beheaded recently, next week people are just going to forget all about it. It's going to be like it never even happened, and that's the very sad thing about these type of attacks. And let's start here with this article. French terrorist suspected of beheading the priest, was allowed to roam unsupervised. And it turns out one of the attackers who killed and beheaded a 86-year-old Catholic priest was a convicted terrorist. Now, the thing I want to point out in this article, great article by Kurt Nemo, is that this man is a convicted terrorist, not even a suspected terrorist, a convicted terrorist, and they were basically putting him under house arrest with an ankle monitor. It blows my mind that they would do this with a suspected terrorist, because I used to work in a jail, and the people who got ankle monitors were like maybe a purse snatcher, somebody who stole some stuff at Walmart, you know, just really petty offenses that nobody got hurt in. This guy is a known terrorist, but they are going to put him basically on the honor system and say, please stay home with your parents. Don't go out and kill anybody so we can keep you under surveillance. The man's a known terrorist, and you expect him not to cut off that ankle monitor. But this is the type of world we live in. And Nimmo points out, the attack occurred despite extraordinary surveillance and police state measures imposed on the country following the attacks in Paris in November and an earlier attack on Charlie Hebdo. So as we see, these attacks continue to happen against a largely disarmed populace. And every time it happened, they're just like, oh, we didn't know how this happened. We're so surprised. We're so shocked. I'm like, well, they keep happening and they keep happening and they keep happening. At what point are you going to realize that you have a problem with the terrorist in your country? But this is a more straightforward article than I've seen in other places, because at least they're admitting that these terror attacks are happening. I covered this article last week and have it pulled up here. This is a CNN whitewash. And this is why, a case in point example, why I don't go off press releases, because we go to these events and you get one from a senator or from congressman or the police, and they say, we want you to regurgitate this to your viewers and tell them our version of what happened. And as I can tell you from being on the scene in many of these examples, situations, scenarios around the country, what the police report says, what the press release says, isn't always exactly that accurate. And this is one of those reasons. Rebels in Syria call boys' beheading a mistake. So basically, the Western-backed Syrian rebels, which we've been funding, aiding, arming, making excuses for, we continue to make excuses for, because a group of rebels, Syrian rebels, quote unquote, many of them have sworn their allegiance to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations, but let's not go too deep into that. They went into a village and they rounded up a group of men that they said were anti-fighters, were fighting against them. One of the people that they rounded up was a little boy, which in CNN's own report could have been as young as 10 years old. They then proceeded to saw the boy's head off with a knife. And the gentleman you see on your screen right there is a representative from the State Department. And he's like, well, we'll look into it, and we're allowing the Syrian rebels to investigate themselves. And at one point, a reporter jumps up. He says, Mr. State Department man, if it comes out that it is true and accurate that your Western-backed Syrian rebels did cut this boy's head off, will you stop your funding to the Syrian rebels? And that gentleman right there, he said, quote, it would give us pause. It would give us pause if we found out the Syrian rebels that saw somebody's head off, a little boy's head off on video, it would give us pause to continue to fund them. Not we're going to stop funding them, not we're going to go attack them, not anything else. It will give us pause to think about it in such a way. And the rebels who did the killing of the young man, the little boy, they said it was an individual mistake. That is a quote, is a individual mistake that they held a boy down and cut his head off. And then they had the heads at CNN just regurgitate the talking, the press release. And I'd like to think that the person who wrote this article didn't like it. They were just trying to, you know, play it straight down the middle. But there's times you can't, you just can't do that, because the news is so egregious. And I would not want to vouch for the people who made this, quote, mistake, or the State Department who came out with just a very milquetoast, lackluster response to this very sinister crime. And this isn't anything new, because as we've pointed out, whether it's the Syrian rebels or other groups of the people who just killed the priest the other day, these attacks continue to happen. They've been happening for a very long time, but they're just now starting to get the media attention that they deserve. We've given you several articles, Paul Joseph Watson leading the charge on that, about these groups that are going into villages, they're killing the priests, they're burning down the churches, they're knocking down the monuments, and so on and so on and so on. And this has been going on for a number of years, but as I said, it's just now starting to get some traction in the media. And as we talk about the media propaganda machine, one of the things that's really hot and heavy right now is trying to blame Russia for the hacks at the DNC. And Assange has come out and countered this, and he says it's nothing but media propaganda. And this article from the site, the establishment media has virtually ignored the revelations contained in the WikiLeaks DNC email hack, and has instead pushed the accusation Russia is attempting to influence the U.S. election. On Monday, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told NBC News there's no proof whatsoever his outfit received the 20,000-plus DNC emails from the Russians. The real story is what these emails contain, and they show collusion at the top of the Democratic Party to derail Sanders' campaign, he said. In a very similar way, it reminded me of the Sony hack. You guys recall that hack that was supposedly done by North Korea because of the movie The Interview. You know, it was just so offensive that they had to hack into Sony's server and stop this movie from coming out. But if you recall, I have this throwback article, FBI busted falsely blaming North Korea for Sony hack. And this is what I was talking about with the media manipulation, whether it's with the Russians or somebody else. There's always some boogeyman out there. And this article says, here's a sample of top cybersecurity experts who say that North Korea was not behind the Sony hack. And we have Peter Singer. He's one of the nation's foremost experts in cybersecurity, renowned hacker and DEF CON organizer. Mark Rogers, John Dixon, former Air Force intelligence officer, cyber risk consulting company, risk-based security. Kim Zetter, who works for Wired, and on and on and on the list goes. But once again, they tell you that it was North Korea. They tell you that it's the Russians because those are the boogeymen at the time. By no means making excuses for those people. All those groups have various issues and things that need to be dealt with. But I'm one of those people, you blame the person who actually did the crime. You don't say, I don't like this person, so I'm going to pin something else on them. Because it'd be a situation, say, a bank robbery, for example, right? So you don't know who did the bank robbery, but you know Joe down the street, he's a bad character, you know, bad actor, been up to some stuff all these years, and then you go blame it on him. Well, even if you are happy you got Joe off the street, you still got the guys who actually robbed the bank running around free and easy, and they're not looking over their shoulder because they know that nobody is looking for them. And those are the type of things that you have to deal with when you go through the media cycle. It's all types of things, all types of propaganda, things you have to deal with, the lies, the disinformation, just as we were talking about with the Syrian rebels beheading the boy. It's a complete spin cycle. And then somebody was showing me this article earlier today. I forgot to print it out. But there was the attack of the Syrian man with the suicide bomb. He went to some music festival. I can't recall exactly where it was. Blew himself up, injured 15 or so people. And then the whitewashed article was a Syrian rebel or Syrian refugee was killed in a bomb blast. I'm like, that is technically accurate, but you left out the part where he assembled the bomb and then blew himself up. Oh, there it is. You guys got it right there. So yeah, they try to spin it and make it seem like he was the victim. He's a victim of his own stupidity, I guess you could say, but he blew himself up on purpose. So I don't see how you could spin that. But this is just the political correctness of the world we live in, where they say Syrian migrant dies in German blast. I'm like, bro, you kind of killed yourself in that situation. And these are things that they want you to believe, the whitewashes that go on out there. This is why you have to have a very well-rounded view of the news and get your news from multiple sources, because not everybody's going to be right all the time. So I do encourage people to go to various sources, look around at different articles on different sites, see what what New York Times says versus Washington Post versus whoever, and try to see, are there consistencies, or in some cases they just do the straight talking point thing. Like they'll get something from Reuters or, you know, AP or whatever else, and they'll just rebrand it, just put their own headline on it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if different people are writing it, try to see if there are other angles and aspects to it. A case in point, when you talk about the 1993 World Trade attack, they wanted to blame it on the guy, but he said, no, I have the tapes. I have the tapes of me talking to the FBI. Many people didn't know that until the guy came out with the tapes, and I believe it was on CBS or New York Times or something like that. And this is why you have to have a very wide view of the news, because I meet people and say, well, how do you know what to believe? Really, you just do your research. You try to find who you consider to be reputable, and reputable isn't just because they work for Agency X. I mean, I'm sure there are some good things that come out of CNN, but the one I just told you about isn't one of them. So you try to find people that you find reputable, and then from that aspect, you try to look at the stories, find consistencies, inconsistencies, and see the State Department's driving it, if somebody who has some skin in the game, so to speak, is the one putting out the article or trying to influence the narrative. And that's just a little brief piece of that. Now, when we come back after this break, we'll be talking about the DNC. We'll have some special reports, some videos that's going on up there, because they have all these celebrities coming out to support Mrs. Clinton, and then on the opposite side, they have people who aren't supporting Mrs. Clinton. Those people aren't really making the headlines like the people who are just towing the party line, and even the Bernie bros are feeling the burn, because now the guy who told them that he was anti-establishment, he wasn't with the big banks, is saying you need to support the person who is with the big banks. We'll have that coming up right after this break.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour, and I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. Now, coming up after this segment, we're going to be taking your calls. So I'm going to give that number out now so you can go ahead and get your call in. It is 1-800-259-9231. Once again, the number to call in is 800-259-9231, and we will be taking your calls right after this segment. Now, before we get to all that, I want to remind you about Operation Sleeping Giant. It is the Supercell fundraiser. It kicks off tomorrow at 11 a.m. It is a 28-hour broadcast, live broadcast. You can catch, of course, Alex, myself, Rob Dew, Leanne, Darren McBreen, the guys out there in the field, David Knight, Joe Biggs, and so many more who are going to be joining us on that broadcast. In addition to all the great content that you're going to get live, you can also get great specials on the products, including but not limited to 40% off of Brain Force, 20% off of Survival Shield X2, and also 20% off of Super Male Vitality. And that's just the beginning. You definitely don't want to miss all the great things we have coming up for you in that broadcast tomorrow. Now, let's talk about the DNC. In the DNC, it's a little bit different from the RNC, because you go out to the RNC, you see, you know, people fighting, you know, shoving in the crowd, all this kind of stuff. A lot of different types of people. I don't know the best way to say it when you go to the DNC, because when you go to the DNC, you meet all these anti-Hillary people. You go to the RNC, you had a lot of pro-Trump people, but DNC, you have the anti-Hillary people. You have the Bernie bros, so to speak. And many of the Bernie bros are feeling the burn because they're saying, hey, I want to back Bernie Sanders because he was this guy who was going to come in and be different from everybody else. He wasn't going to take money from the big banks. He was going to fight for the little guy. And now they're seeing him shift to pushing this big establishment candidate who does take money from the big banks. And you have the Bernie Sanders people. I keep seeing these articles. They're wearing the Hillary for prison T-shirts, or they have the chant, lock Hillary up. And we have the Sanders campaign manager saying, stop chanting, lock her up. And he says, I know emotions are running high now, but I think people really have to consider the implications of what a Trump presidency would mean to those who support the kind of agenda that Bernie Sanders has laid out for the country. It's so funny to me. They're so adamant about booing Mrs. Clinton. These people are so upset that they are going out there and they're chanting. They're telling people to get off the stage. They're booing people off the stage. And we have some of these people right here. Because when you go to the DNC, they have this very long list of celebrities. I'm sure more are coming up. They had a big list. It was Lena Dunham and Snoop Dogg and Eva Longoria. Sarah Silverman. We have this article right here. Sarah Silverman gets booed at the DNC for telling Bernie Sanders supporters that they're ridiculous. And we have that video coming up. You guys can get that ready to run. So basically you have this famous comedian, you know, movies, TV shows, all that kind of stuff. And in the spirit of the DNC of booing the people who support Mrs. Clinton, the Bernie Sanders supporters booed Sarah Silverman. And she wasn't very happy about this, but she's just one of the many people who have been booed at this event. We have also clips of Elizabeth Warren, of course, Bernie Sanders himself, and we'll get those all ready for you in just 1 second. So you go to the DNC, and in addition to the people who are supporting Bernie Sanders, you have many people who are not. Susan Sarandon, who's been a longtime activist on various things, I don't agree with them all at all, but she's taking to the DNC to say that, hey, I'm not supporting this woman just for the fact that she is a woman. Also, you have people like Rosario Dawson. She's been in Sin City and Daredevil, many other movies and TV shows as well. And she's saying, no, I'm a, I guess for lack of a better term, a Bernie bro. She wanted to show her support for Bernie Sanders. She's a diehard Sanders supporter. And now she's feeling that burn because she has to go to the DNC and be told by people like Sarah Silverman that she's supposed to support the Democratic candidate no matter what. And though I don't agree with all the Sanders supporters, I don't agree with many of Sanders' policies, the things that he said, the self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist, but I do respect the fact that these people are not blindly pushing the Democratic Party line. They're not going to say that I'm going to vote for anybody on a straight ticket just because they're in my party or supposed party. I'm going to vote for the person who I think is best for the nation, and that's what you see when you look at celebrities like Rosario Dawson and other people as well. May not agree with the politics, but I do respect the fact that they're standing up for what they truly believe in. Do you guys have those clips ready? Okay. All right, go ahead and roll those.
And we have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
He's like stressing the crowd and talking politics and says, shh. he's not liking it. There's people in the background telling everybody to be quiet. There's people in the crowd putting their thumbs down. They don't want anything to do with this.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, I've sold you out to the establishment. You need to vote for Mrs. Clinton.
We're on the march. The Empire is on the run.
We'll be back.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So let's talk politics, because okay. I know you care deeply and you've been a Bernie supporter.
Yes, I am a Bernie supporter.
Bernie.
So I tell you this, I will vote for Hillary with gusto. Takes money from banks and big business and super PACs. So did Barack Obama. She's no different than anybody else. She was the best choice, I thought, considering they all do it. Then someone came along who doesn't take steroids. Can I just say to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous. He's not for sale, not playing the game. And says what he means. I am proud to be a part of Bernie's movement, and a vital part of that movement is making absolutely sure that Hillary Clinton is our next president of the United States. Booyah, Baba Booey.
listen to that. Listen to that. Listen to what you did. This is a comedian. This is the power of comedy.
Thank God they can fix this in post.
And that was Sarah Silverman, the comedian. And as you say, like, I'm glad they could fix this in post. No, I think it's already out there, Sarah. And that's the mentality that we've seen. These hardcore Bernie people, like I said, I got much respect for people who continue to support him, even though I don't support him. But the people who are switching gears and they're saying that now you have to support Mrs. Clinton because Bernie does, you can see people are booing Bernie himself, much less a celebrity or supporter like Sarah Silverman. Now, before we go on to our calls, I know we have people holding, but we have this new report that Alex just shot, and this is emergency. Hillary plans to steal election from Trump. This is a brand new video, hot video from Alex Jones, and let's play a little bit of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2016. In less than 24 hours, we're going to be live for 28 hours with a very special broadcast kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow, carried by radio stations, TV stations, and cable stations across the United States. Almost 200 radio stations alone. But anyone can watch at Infowars.com/show. Also, Infowars.com/giant. It is Operation Sleeping Giant. The Sleeping Giant is already partially awakened. The information we cover about the globalist takeover of America is now being mainstreamed by Donald Trump here in the U.S., Nigel Farage, and the British exit movement in Europe, and more. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. A lot of people claim to be the tip of the spear. We are the leading edge. You are the tip of the spear. You are the resistance, our 28 million viewers and listeners a week. I'm here on Facebook mentions, YouTube, and Periscope to break down the fact that I have talked to high levels of the Trump campaign, not just Roger Stone, and they are fully aware of the fact that Hillary has stolen the election from Bernie Sanders. He was like 25 points ahead of her. He won California, New Hampshire, and eight other states by massive points. They've now stolen that. They've now created superdelegates to ignore the voters and the delegates. Trump is surging 5 to 10 points, depending on the scientific poll, ahead of Hillary as the emails come out and the corruption and the fact that she sent protesters to Trump events to cause violence dressed up as Sanders supporters. Trump is surging. Even mainline analysts admit the Democratic Party is in full panic right now. Full panic. They're going to strike back with a staged event, an attempted assassination attempt, I think is possible. Get in the mind of Hillary and her foreign bank, Goldman Sachs handlers. What would you do? Stage an assassination attempt? A terrorist attack? Blame it on Trump supporters? What would they pull? Because she's imploding. They're booing Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and all of them. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, when they get up there and push all this garbage, when they say your vote doesn't count. What are they going to do when upwards of 70-80% of the people we've talked to were Sanders voters around the country? They weren't for Hillary. We've done exit polls at 80% in California going for Sanders in L.A., live on TV. What are they going to do when most of those Sanders voters
that's
don't
a special broadcast from Alex. You can catch the rest of that report on Infowars.com talking about Operation Sleeping Giant, which, of course, kicks off tomorrow. Now let's go to our calls. Let's see who's been holding the longest. I believe it is Cole in Georgia. Cole, you want to talk about Mrs. Clinton? Go ahead.
Hey, Jakari, what's going on?
How you doing?
I just wanted to get y'all's take on what you think about Hillary. What kind of false flag do you think she might pull? Do you think it might be like a school shooting or building bomb?
Well, I'm not so much saying a false flag or anything. I'm more concerned about her agenda if she gets into office. She's been very blatant about her views on firearms, on personal liberties, things of that nature. She's been covering up for her husband, I guess that's the best way I could put it, the man who has been accused of multiple sexual assaults, not consensual stuff with Monica. That's a whole other game. I'm talking about people who said that he held them down and took something from them. That concerns me very deeply. So I'm more concerned about those type of things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just There's one thing I was talking about, too. I heard a little birdie tell me one time about how they got private contractors, you know, Blackwater, and I guess I mentioned that name, Blackwater, that work in the CIA. They got it in the FBI and the Secret Service all into there.
Yeah, I mean, Blackwater's been caught in some, you know, very murky waters. I believe they changed their name at some point because of the situation where they shot some civilians overseas. So, yeah, they're definitely some tough customers, and only time to tell. Thank you so much, Cole. Let's go now to Michael in Texas. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Jakari, a pleasure. I want to talk about how it seems to me, with all due respect to the entire InfoWars team, that Paul Joseph Watson seems to be the only one that truly gets it. This is not radical Islam. This is fundamental Orthodox Islam. It has been a 1,400-year scourge on this planet. It never had a renaissance. Like, Christianity is the renaissance to Judaism. This is fundamental. And you guys, your own material supports my claim. You guys put out a very powerful video after the Orlando shooting, showing a Florida imam asking his jam-packed Sunni congregation if they were extremist and radical. They all said no. And he said that the best punishment that we could give humankind is to kill homosexuals and adulteresses and the like. As a matter of fact, your video was so great that I cut it into an MP3 audio from my morning show, Mike's Hot Seat, and I play it, you know, several times because it's so powerful. This is fundamental Islam. We've got to stop the political correctness and call it what it is.
Well, when you talk about, I know the video you're referencing, and I definitely understand the point you're making with that. The thing that I think everybody has to realize is when you talk about fundamental Islam, not everybody is participating in these activities. Now, I'm very much aware, like when you say that the video where he's saying, we're not extremists if you believe X, or it's not extremists if you do that. The majority of Muslims don't go out and commit these actions that we see these terrorists doing, whether it's the train attacks or the mass shootings, or the axe attacks. Most Muslims, they go home, they do a seemingly normal life. There are those who don't believe it's an extremist ideology, but they do participate in those actions. Yes, I do definitely recognize that.
I want to counter that real quick.
Sure.
First of all, yeah, it's true that not everyone carries it out, but I want to equate that to our support as Americans for the United States military, but it's the military-industrial complex that shoots off American imperialism. Alex Jones had interviewed someone a couple of weeks ago who brought up Pew Research, and it shows that 26% of Muslims in America approve of suicide bombings, 42% in France, and those are the only ones that were brave enough to answer the survey honestly. So That has nothing to do with it. Only a few are carrying out. It is the thought. Then you have the action. So it's support, then it's action, cause and effect. So I disagree with you that it's only a few people. You have a few executioners, but you have many supporters. And that's the bottom line behind this ideology. It's an evil ideology and should be declassified as a religion and banned in the United States of America. Or, sir, mark my words, we will be France and Germany. And you heard it here from me, Mike's Hot Seat.
Well, Mike, much of what you just said, I understand the point that you're making. You made the allusion to the American military. I understand there are many things that I don't agree with them doing, but once again, not everybody's in the military. So I'm not so much, I won't say I disagree with everything you say. I probably agree with most of what you said there, but I guess it's just a tomato-tomato. You have your views and I have mine. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Yes, I would. Just real quick about Bernie Sanders. I thought he was a riot last night. He said that this election is not about the 1%. Meanwhile, the guy recently endorses the face of the 1%. So I just find that beautiful. And I challenge anyone to watch Hillary's America and then tell me that they can vote Democrat ever again. And that's about it. And I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Michael. All right, let's go on. Well, let me give the number out again before we move on to our next caller. The number to call in is 1-800-259-9231. Once again, it is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go now to Cash in Missouri. Go ahead, Cash.
Murray, how you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
Good. Fine. Thanks. It's been a while since I saw you. I met you on the Missouri campus when at the Thomas Jefferson statue several months
ago. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You were up there in Missouri. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
I asked my ideas to help fund the Hillary for Prison meme.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are loyal customers of your great products and loyal listeners as well. But every time we receive an order, we get a bumper sticker that mm-hmm. you throw in there for free, or two or three sometimes. And I've deployed those very well. They're on our cars, or they're on my truck. I give them away. I wear my Hillary for Prison shirt. And when somebody says, wow, where'd you get that? I go out to the car, get a bumper sticker that has Infowars.com on it. I give them a bumper sticker. But why don't you have Hillary for Prison bumper sticker yet?
That is beyond me. That's not my department. I'm sure the guys are listening to this, and they may take that under action. But as far as why we don't have X product, that's not my department.
Get to the marketing department, because you can sell those for a dollar a piece, or you know, you buy a shirt, get one free. But mm-hmm. bumper stickers, I mean, I could pass those things out all day long. I mean, I'd be the first one to buy 100 of them.
Oh, great.
Bumper stickers,
okay.
Hat. You know, I'd love to have one of those, you know, those see-through screens you put on your rear mirror or rear window on your pickup truck.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'd love to have the artwork and the Hillary for Prison on the back of my truck.
Okay, I'll definitely pass that along to everybody else. Anything else, Cash?
No, I just think you could make tens of thousands of dollars if you were selling bumper stickers for a buck a piece.
Very good. All right, thank you so much, Cash. All right, let's go on now to, who's it, Eric? Is that Mississippi? Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's up, Jakar?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing a great job, dude. Doing pretty good. My question was, you know, at what point does Hillary become a liability to all her backers? I mean, and what would happen if that happened? Because it just seems like, I mean, we're going to watch her tomorrow or whenever she speaks in her, you know, mousy tongue outfit telling us we're all racist. You know, at what point do the people that are backing her and, you know, helping her, or is she just at the very tip top of it?
Well, I think she's just in that house of cards. And if she goes down, a lot of people go down with her. And it's to the point where you talk about the things with the election, how she had all the superdelegates before, you know, Bernie even, you know, put his pants on, to, you know, the crimes of her husband, to the Benghazi thing, to the email thing. I mean, there's really nothing they won't do to prop up this woman. So I think people just view it as backing a winner, because regardless of what she does, you know, it's kind of like a fixed boxing match or some type of sporting event. You know, if you hamstring all the horses, and you know Hillary's horse isn't the best, but you know it has at least four healthy legs, you may back that. So I think that's what it is. It's just more people backing somebody who they know is going to get the ultimate backing and the cover-ups to be successful in her campaign. That's just my opinion of it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, man, I got a rebuttal to the dude about the Muslim. I mean, mm-hmm. the Muslim stuff. You know, these people need to understand. We need, like, some Muslim leaders to step up to have a renaissance in Islam. We can't say that it just can't be done and we got to kill them all. That ain't going to work. Trump needs to say, look, we'd love to have you here if you're going to be, love our people, love this freedom we have. Otherwise, we're not putting up with y'all blowing up crap every other week. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not going to do it here.
Yeah, and I definitely don't want to put words in the guy's mouth. You know, I agreed with some of the points he made. You know, I ultimately, you know, I'm not trying to kick people out of the country or anything like that. I definitely don't want any type of physical confrontation. You know, if it comes to you in a case-to-case basis, then you do what you have to do at that point. But, you know, he's welcome to his views and opinions, and you have yours just as I have mine.
Yeah. Well, I think there could be a renaissance with Islam. I mean, I really do. Has anybody asked them to have some people step up, or, you know?
Well, I think the issue is, you know, just like the video that he was referencing that I was aware of, you know, it was a big room, I don't know if you saw it, of, you know, Muslim men, and they're talking about, do you think this is extreme? Do you think that's extreme? And people are like, no, I'm not extreme. So I think that's very orthodox. So I understand the point he was making, but the point I was trying to counter with is, like, not everybody does these things. There are people who, you know, claim to be Christian who don't go to church, or they view church as, you know, their right to get straight to God. It's much more than that. Just like in the situation we talk about Islam or any other faith, you have people who may self-identify with it, but they don't take the rules or principles within the sacred text all the way to heart. And that's the point, I guess, I made a little more eloquently than I did earlier. Sorry, Eric, I got to cut you off. I got to move real quick. Let's go to Stephen in Florida.
Yeah, hey, Dakari. I wanted to say this, okay, on the heels of the man that called in and talked about Islam and, you know, your last caller and just basically the overall scheme of what InfoWars covers. And I mentioned to the screener I wanted to talk about basically the overall scheme of politics in America, but this gets into a bigger issue. You know, Alex's theme is there's a war on for your mind, and he uses the term InfoWars from basically psychological operations in the military. And we are in a war. I wholeheartedly support InfoWars. I mean, I give out information from them all the time. I buy a lot of your products. But the thing is, this is much bigger than a war for people's minds. This is really a war that's been going on since creation started. Since creation started, and that is a war. And Alex says all the time, you
all right, just 1 second. 1 second, Steve. We have to go to break. I'll come back and let you finish up very fast. We also have some other callers. So just stay right there, and we'll be back right after this break here on The Alex Jones Show.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, And welcome back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. We want to tell you about Operation Sleeping Giant. It is our super sale and fundraiser. And in addition to all the great content that you're going to get, it's a 28-hour broadcast. It's going to include, of course, Alex, myself, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, Darren McBreen, and so many others here in the studio and around the nation. But you can also get great products at a deep discount. Right now, we have 40% off Brain Force, 20% off Survival Shield X2, and 20% off Supermel Vitality. And, of course, the live broadcast starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. Now, Stephen in Florida, I have five callers on the board. I'd like to get to all of them. So if you could maybe take 30 seconds and wrap up your final point, then I want to get to Retroactive, Jason, Jim, and Per Valley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is this. There's a war that's been going on. This is what the war is about. It's a spiritual war between Satan and God. I don't care if anyone says there is no Satan, there's no God. My Bible says there is. And the bottom line is this, Jakari. This war is only going to be won if we recognize that we have made God our enemy. That's the main problem, not the New World Order. It is God who is allowing our enemies to take over because this nation has turned away from the God of our founding fathers, Jesus Christ. And the main problem in America is the fake Christianity that is complicit with the world and complacent about the mission God has given them to reach souls with the message of Jesus Christ and stand up against the evil. And until that turns around, it's going to get worse and worse. And I'm going to make a prediction. America's facing a crash and a total collapse, and it's not going to be stopped by Donald Trump or Alex Jones or anyone else. It's only going to be stopped by Jesus Christ when his people turn back to him. If we don't do that, we are done as a nation.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely agree that the country's lost spiritually. I will agree with you on that. Thank you so much, Stephen. Let's go now to Retroactive in Indiana. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Carr, can you hear me?
Yes, very quick.
All right. I just wanted to talk about, interject some common sense into the talking points of the DNC trying to say that the Russians, you know, hacked the DNC, saying that their evidence is geography, language, forensic evidence, and motive. All right. Mm-hmm. Who's to say when hackers are hacking? All right. You know, most of them are up at 3 a.m., you know, in our time zone. So that's just ridiculous. The language, they said that they left Cyrillic. And a Cyrillic character from an alphabet? Are you serious? I mean, honestly, who's going to leave anything on purpose other than just to kind of offset the blame? And then the evidence that they said that they had was metadata suggesting that the attack came out of Russia. Okay, so who's going to be hacking from their own, you know, their own computer in their own home state, let alone their own country? You know what I mean? And then you got the motive saying that they've previously tried before. Well, so has China and all these other places that actually go after our infrastructure, right? And she's saying that Hillary's saying that Trump is dangerous while she's like willy-nilly pointing the finger at Russia. She would start a war just to gain power. That's ridiculous. I mean, don't you agree? That's just kind of crazy just to say, oh, they did it. And
I definitely agree that they need more information. Like, as I was saying earlier with the Sony hack, you know, somebody could have a VPN or any number of other things to make it show up in some other location. Sorry, Retroactive. We got to move quick. Let's go to Per Valley in Texas. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. The question that I want to pose is, let me preface by saying that, you know, before the globalists can further their movement, a collapse, economic or social collapse, which, may I add, is inevitable, is necessary. The question that I have is, do you believe that we're all being played for fools and that if, you know, Trump was to be elected, that he's going to be used as a scapegoat to blame for the fall?
I mean, I've never supported Trump in general, so I'm probably not the best person to ask that question to. I don't expect either candidate or candidates to solve the problems facing the nation right now. Sorry to our other callers, Jason and Jim, calling tomorrow, and you can get to the front of the line. That's it for this episode of The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.